Earth and Sky.
Approximately 25 to 30% of that emitted CO2 is taken back up by land vegetation. Another 20 to 25% is absorbed by the oceans, and the remaining about 40% stays in the atmosphere.
You're listening to ecologist Steve Running of the University of Montana. He studies how Earth's trees and plants absorb carbon dioxide, or CO2, a greenhouse gas known to contribute to global warming. Some say that as Earth warms, more plants will grow and absorb more CO2 and counteract Earth's warming. But Dr. Running disagrees.
We really don't see evidence that the global vegetation can be a savior for carbon emissions.
Dr. Running uses NASA's Terra satellite to create daily maps of plant photosynthesis. He says Earth's northern latitudes are greening. Vegetation is now growing there more abundantly than when he began this work in the early 90s. But Dr. Running doesn't think plants offer a long-term solution to global warming.
The only solution is reduced emissions because the land surface can't absorb dramatically more than what it's absorbing now. And we may lose some of its carbon uptake potential as large regions become water stressed with rising temperatures.
Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.